Now, fire toll rises, Saudi intrigue. I'm Martin Eckert. A sheriff in Northern California says more than 1,000 names are now on the list of those who are unaccounted for in the path of that state's deadliest fire ever. Sheriff Corey Honey says the death toll is also growing in the north.
I again have the very unfortunate duty to report to you that an additional 8 human remains were recovered during our search efforts today. That brings the total number of human remains located and collected at this point to 71.
And another 3 deaths counted up in the area around Los Angeles where the Woolsey fire was burning. The CIA has concluded that the Saudi Crown Prince ordered the assassination of journalist Jamal Khashoggi in Istanbul. Correspondent Caitlin Collins says the conclusion was drawn by the CIA, led by the president's hand-picked leader.
From Gina Haspel, the hand-picked CIA director from President Trump, who succeeded Mike Pompeo after he took over at the State Department. So it's raising questions about how the president will react now that this CIA assessment is public, but also it points back to Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law and senior advisor, who has forged a very close relationship with the crown prince, who the CIA is assessing did know and did order the killing of this journalist.
The president says he has very easily answered written questions from special counsel Robert Mueller, but he's speculating the questions were tricked up to try to catch him in a lie. Democrat Stacey Abrams has ended her challenge to Republican Brian Kemp in the Georgia governor's race, but Abrams pledges to fight what she calls the former Secretary of State's gross mismanagement of the elections. She plans a federal lawsuit. I'm Barton Eckert.
Let's talk about your business for a minute. Think about all the things you're doing to attract the best talent. Between the networking events and referral bonuses, you're probably spending plenty of time and money to find the right people. But what if it was your office that attracted employees? Today's workforce is mobile and active, and they want an office designed around the way they work. And Varidesk makes it easy. Varidesk Standing Desk Solutions help you create an active workspace where employees can stand and move so they're happier, healthier, and more productive. Our full line of active office products are constructed with commercial-grade materials and require little to no assembly, so they're easy to set up and move. Companies of any size can have a Varidesk active workspace. Ordering is simple. Shipping is free. And our 30-day guarantee means if you don't love it, we'll pick it up for free. Learn more about Varidesk Active Workspace Solutions at varidesk.com/radio. That's varidesk.com/radio.
A new take on an old story and a new look at an old song. Here's David Daniel in Hollywood.
Disney has dropped the first full trailer for Dumbo, Tim Burton's live-action take on the tale of the little elephant with the big ears. Dumbo flies into theaters next March. The movie Bohemian Rhapsody is doing well at the box office, and it's pushed the song back up the charts. The film's 6-minute title tune, first released in 1975, is number 33 on the Billboard Hot 100 with more than 13 million U.S. streams. In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
Volkswagen intends to invest $50 billion in the electric and autonomous car technologies expected to reshape the industry. I'm Barton Eckert.
Let's talk about your business for a minute. Think about all the things you're doing to attract the best talent. Between the networking events and referral bonuses, you're probably spending plenty of time and money to find the right people. But what if it was your office that attracted employees? Today's workforce is mobile and active, and they want an office designed around the way they work. And Varidesk makes it easy. Varidesk Standing Desk Solutions help you create an active workspace where employees can stand and move so they're happier, healthier, and more productive. Our full line of active office products are constructed with commercial-grade materials and require little to no assembly, so they're easy to set up and move. Companies of any size can have a Varidesk active workspace. Ordering is simple. Shipping is free. And our 30-day guarantee means if you don't love it, we'll pick it up for free. Learn more about Varidesk Active Workspace Solutions at varidesk.com/radio. That's varidesk.com/radio.
Sundays on WMAL, starting at 5 a.m., it's VA Sunday Magazine. At 5:30, it's The Chris McKay Show. At 6, it's Savvy Investor Radio. And at 6:30, Chris McKay Returns. Listen for Heroes Talk Radio with David Ahrens at 7. Then at 8, it's The Eric Stewart Show pointing you home. And at 8:30, Senior Solutions. Hear The Wise Investor at 9. The Mortgage Radio Show at 10. The Underwriter's Corner at 11. Later, hear Real Estate Today at 7 p.m. The Do-It-Yourself Investor at 9. Followed by Real Estate Now at 9:30 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and during this busy season, a good night's sleep gives you the energy to enjoy time with family and friends. But if you or a loved one struggle with sleep apnea, the terrible sounds that come along with it, like snoring and leaking air, may be keeping you up all night. You've probably tried the CPAP mask, but if it's just not working for you, you're not alone. Now there's a silent, mask-free sleep solution right here in the Washington, D.C. area called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep solution that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner a quiet and restful night's sleep. Inspire is the only FDA-approved sleep solution of its kind that's helping thousands of people like you finally experience their best sleep. A sleep solution for you is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in the Washington, D.C. area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's InspireSleep.com.
How should you pick a wealth management firm? Some choose a firm based only on price. You should choose based on value. At the Wise Investor Group, we believe price is what you pay, value is what you receive. We'll show you where you stand now and how to keep you and your family on the right path. Give us a call. We think we can help.
Chase Hinderstein and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company, Incorporated. To reach Chase, call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
Dr. Kusher here for Compass Fat Loss. You know, every New Year's we have more new patients with a resolution than we can handle. Well, this year, for the first and probably last time, we have something different. Enroll in the Compass program before Thanksgiving and receive a $300 discount off our usual program fee. That's right, $300 just for starting now. Spots will fill up fast and be gone quickly, so don't wait. Lose up to 50 pounds before the new year ever hits. Call 800-735-2281 to set up your free consultation at any location, or go to compassfatloss.com.
Hey friends, it's Eric Stewart from the Eric Stewart Shows here on WMAL for the past 15 years. And recently, I've heard a lot of ads from other realtors guaranteeing to sell your home, or they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you, or make up the difference, or something like that. The big question I have is, why would you hire somebody who would just sell your home for what's acceptable? Don't you want exceptional? That's what we do at Long & Foster. You can find us at ericstewartgroup.com, and every Sunday morning you'll find me here at 8 a.m. on WMAL.
Good morning. It is the Saturday Morning Update. It is great to have you with us. Jeff Wolf is behind the console. Jane Houghton is our producer this morning. Obviously, a lot to cover as the elections are not over yet. The votes continue to count. Some bad news in California for Republicans yesterday in the Congress and in the legislatures. We're going to talk in detail with John Gizzi later on about that. Looks a little better for Republicans in Florida. The statewide hand recount is rumbling on this morning, and it's appearing that it's less likely that Senator Bill Nelson will have a chance of winning re-election. Those chances are growing increasingly dim. Now, on Thursday, Bill Nelson was out in front. That's right. He was out in front because he had filed 8 lawsuits, and Rick Scott had only filed 6 lawsuits. But all along, as far as the vote count goes, of course, Scott has been ahead in the votes the whole way. Now, there was a court loss late Thursday for Bill Nelson, and the most damaging for Nelson was on Friday, the hand recount in Broward County that did not appear to give Nelson the lift that he needed. And then, again, late Friday, the vast majority of the ballots in the hand recount across the state unlikely to help Bill Nelson because voters chose to skip the Senate race altogether. That recount was considered a linchpin of Nelson's already rather uphill strategy to victory. The experts this morning are saying Nelson would need a miracle to make up the difference, which is, as of last count, 12,603 votes, Rick Scott's lead in Florida. The gubernatorial race in Florida has been decided. Ron DeSantis, the Republican, finally the winner over Andrew Gillum. The Georgia gubernatorial race is over as Stacey Abrams has I don't know if you call it, she didn't really concede. I mean, she said the race is over, but she didn't concede. She's rather upset about the results and feels disenfranchised, as along with her voters. But that one's over in Georgia, as Brian Kemp will be the winner there for the Republicans. Stacey Abrams defeated in the Democratic campaign for the Georgia governorship. Well, there is plenty to talk about this morning, and we've got a panel of experts to chat with. We'll be talking with Cheryl Atkinson. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer will join us later on this morning, and you've probably heard the developing story, CIA reportedly concluding that journalist Jamal Khashoggi's death was ordered by the Saudi Prince Mohammed bin Salman. So far, he's denied any involvement, but the CIA reportedly has concluded that bin Salman was behind it. We'll talk with Tony Schaefer about that. The caravan. Some members of that caravan already arriving in Tijuana a lot sooner than expected. We'll talk with Tony Schaefer about the implications there. And also, Congressional Commission this week citing a crisis of national security. And it concludes the task of rebuilding the U.S. military is far from complete. You may have heard President Trump had some rather harsh words for the Obama administration this past week when it came to the military and the shape that the military was in. We're going to get Tony's read on that coming up this morning. might have heard that Jim Acosta, CNN, went to court to get him his White House press pass back. So he's back at the White House. Imagine, you got a friend having a party and you don't get invited. Actually, you know, you were there once or twice before, but you got kicked out because you behaved badly. So you go to court so you can get your way, force yourself into somebody's home, the White House. Well, they did it. So Acosta will be back, and it's going to cause some changes. There will be some discipline now at the White House, and President Trump was talking to Chris Wallace about it yesterday. Here's what he had to say.
A federal judge who you appointed has just ruled that you must give CNN reporter Jim Acosta his press pass back. Your reaction to the ruling?
It's fine. I mean, it's not a big deal. What they said, though, is that we have to create rules and regulations for conduct, et cetera, et cetera. We're doing that. We're going to write them up right now. It's not a big deal. And if he misbehaves, we'll throw him out or we'll stop the news conference.
All right. And Chris Wallace, in that conversation, asked President Trump what the rules are going to be.
What are your rules going to be? What is it that you're saying?
They'll have, they're doing
this, this is over the line and you lose
your
president.
Yeah, they're doing them now. I mean, we'll have rules of decorum. You know, you can't keep asking questions.
So that was the problem. I mean, Acosta had been called upon, and President answered more than one question, and Acosta was at the point of wanting to debate him as opposed to really asking questions, and that's when that one went south. But they wrapped up the discussion, Chris Wallace and President Trump, this way.
We had a lot of reporters in that room, many, many reporters in that room, and they were unable to ask questions because this guy gets up and starts, you know, doing what he's supposed to be doing for him and for CNN, and, you know, just shouting out questions. And making statements, too.
So Acosta will be back, and hopefully by the end of the weekend we will have put an end to all of that madness that the media has been so uptight about and making a big deal of. You might have heard that Nancy Pelosi certainly wants to get her seat back. She is eager to get the House speakership back. And she's got some people who are not so thrilled about that idea. A lot of controversy out there this week and talk of what might happen. And it's always interesting. Whenever a political party gets in power or gets back in power, all of a sudden they all start the infighting. It's amazing. And we saw the Republicans somewhat self-destruct with the different factions of the Republican Party that could not come to agreement on certain legislation, which caused problems for Donald Trump because some of the things that he had hoped to get accomplished, he couldn't get accomplished because his Republicans weren't on the same page. Well, we're seeing a very similar situation now unfolding with the Democrats. And we're going to talk a little more about Nancy Pelosi's efforts. I'm sure she was thrilled when Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the new congressman from New York, actually participated in a protest at Nancy Pelosi's office this week. I'm sure that went over real well. Once again, the infighting begins. It's quarter after six, and you are listening to the Saturday Morning Update, and we've got a check of the weather coming up.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Surviving the Computer Age, How to Save Your Neck and Shoulders on Wednesday, November 28th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Roselle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Roselle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
Tune into the Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday from 1 to 2 p.m. right here on WMAL to hear the latest mortgage finance news and information. The Mortgage Radio Show, hosted by mortgage experts Sean Metter and Teresa Strasser, is brought to you by Network Capital Funding Corporation. Offering some of the most competitive interest rates, fast turnaround time, and no lender fees, they're committed to helping you find the right mortgage product for your needs. Tune in this Saturday from 1 to 2 p.m. on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL.
Chris Plant here with A-Action Home Services. Straightforward and upfront pricing. You'll know the exact cost before the work begins on plumbing, electrical, and heating repair. This month only, mention WMAL and get $100 off any repair or installation. AActionHomeServices.com.
It's 6:17. It's the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. President Trump said he had very easily answered written questions from special counsel Robert Mueller, but he wonders if the questions had been, quote, tricked up to try to catch him in a lie. He said he hasn't submitted his answers to investigators yet, but he has already written the answers. Trump telling reporters that his latest comments about the probe into the 2016 election interference and possible ties between Moscow and the president's campaign. President did not say when he would turn over the answers to Mueller's. His attorney, Rudy Giuliani, has indicated it could happen next week. Special counsel has signed a willingness to accept written answers on matters related to collusion with Russia. So Nancy Pelosi, as we mentioned before we took a quick break, has now kind of really started to pull out all the stops, okay? As an example, she's asked about sexism. So here's Nancy Pelosi playing the gender card when it comes to the race for the Speaker of the House.
We have the biggest victory since 1974. You'd have to ask those people what their motivation is. I think of the 17, it's mostly like 14 men who are on that letter.
Is that sexism at work? Is it sexism, the opposition?
I have never gone to that place. I enjoy a tremendous amount of support from the women in our caucus, from the new members who are women in our caucus, and so I get the upside, I think, of being a woman. You'd have to ask them. If, in fact, there is any misogyny involved in it, it's their problem, not mine.
Okay. Another interesting note, Nancy Pelosi here, talking about Matthew Whitaker, the interim attorney general, and this kind of on the heels of, you may have seen Senator Jeff Flake, along with Chris Coons, the Democrat, affectionately known as the Bobbsey Twins these days, getting together to just create havoc for everybody, including the Republicans. Anyway, here's what Pelosi had to say about Whitaker.
President Trump installed Matthew Whitaker as acting AG for one purpose, to end the investigation. There's bipartisan consensus that this appointment violates the Appointments Clause of the Constitution, which trumps any statute that the administration lawyers have cited.
So there you go. That's some of what's going on with Nancy Pelosi this week, and it's going to be an interesting battle if there is serious opposition to her. And we've heard about Congresswoman Fudge as a possible contender to Nancy Pelosi, so we're going to see if they duke it out and how the Democrats fare in all of that. One of the larger outside Democratic groups says that they have ramped up their spending on digital advertising, and it's played a key role in battleground races where the seats were taken away from Republicans. Priorities USA chairman is the guy, Guy Cecil. He says it offers a lesson for Democrats moving forward. He says it's one of those that, with the 2020 presidential ambitions, will be very important. Democrats trying to draw in new voters who are young, diverse, and college-educated, as we saw in this last campaign. People are spending more time online, much of the party remaining, what they say, as disproportionately committed to television advertising. Strategists in both parties say the Republicans still have an advantage, but Guy Cecil, the USA chairman, says Democrats are closing the gap. His organization spent $50 million on digital advertising in the most recent election. And that is a certain boost to the digital advertising community. Once known as non-traditional revenue in many circles. Digital first came in, all the advertising entities, television, radio, that's non-traditional revenue. Seek out non-traditional revenue. So they're doing pretty good. It's now becoming traditional revenue, actually. This story on the Saudi crown prince is very troubling. CIA assessment, we were talking about it earlier, the CIA assessment appears to be largely based on the control held by bin Salman, and that's according to sources at the Post, the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, and the Associated Press. In other words, the murder could not have been carried out without the knowledge of bin Salman, often referred to by his initials MBS. The CIA has declined to comment on the story. Now, you may recall it's been an interesting saga with the Saudi stories and explanations. In the first 2 weeks following Khashoggi's disappearance, Saudi officials denied any knowledge, while Turkish officials had anonymously said he'd been murdered inside the consulate by a 15-member hit squad. Finally, October 19th, the Saudi government admitted for the first time that Khashoggi had been murdered, but at that time, it characterized the incident as a rogue operation denying involvement by MBS. An official assessment that MBS ordered the killing would have been, had some important implications for the U.S. relations with Saudi Arabia. Now, Thursday of this week, the U.S. did announce sanctions on 17 Saudi officials allegedly involved in Khashoggi's death. The president has resisted blaming MBS for Khashoggi's death, cited the importance of the Saudis in countering the influence of Iran in the region as well as the future military sales by U.S. defense contractors. Government in Saudi Arabia now has indicted 11 people in connection with Khashoggi's death. 21 total are in custody. Saudi Arabia's top prosecutor is recommending the death penalty for 5 of the suspects. Wow. Can you imagine if you were acting on the orders of the boss, MBS? MBS says, take care of this. You do it, and now Saudi Arabia's top prosecutor is recommending the death penalty for you and 4 of your colleagues that carried out the murder. Oof. That's hardball. That's tough stuff. Obviously, we'll talk about that later on this morning with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, who will be joining us in the 7 o'clock hour. And we've got a lot more to cover on the Saturday morning update. Stay with us. We'll be talking more about what's going on in Florida, more about the power change in Washington, what's next at the White House. There's talk that General Kelly and Kirstjen Nielsen could both be leaving. Of course, she is the Homeland Security Secretary. There's big question marks on their future, and we're going to talk with John Gizzi. He's talked to sources. We'll hear what's going on there, and it's all coming up on the Saturday Morning Update.
Home is truly a special thing, which is why I love to hear the stories from actual families that my friends, the real estate superstars Debbie and Sarah Reynolds with Keller Williams, have helped. Recently, I spoke to their satisfied client, Pat DeSarno. Debbie and Sarah recently sold your home, and you found out that Debbie truly does have the buyers. When in the process did they sell your home?
We were looking for the best, most professional people we could find to help us sell our home, and that was the Reynolds team. Before our home ever hit the market, it was sold.
Wow, did you end up getting the price you wanted?
We did get the price we wanted. In fact, we got $10,000 more than our asking price.
So the home was sold before it hit the market for $10,000 above the asking price. What would you say to those that need to sell their home?
Call the Reynolds team, no question. They have a very proven marketing plan that works with their vast buyers out there. I would recommend them to my friends and family wholeheartedly.
If you want results like Pat DeSarno and hundreds of others, give Debbie and Sarah a call at 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
At eCrush IT, our mission is to keep electronic waste out of local landfills. We're dedicated to reducing e-waste and its environmental impact through recycling, refurbishing, and redeploying IT equipment. Serving Northern Virginia, Maryland, and Washington, D.C., our dedicated staff is highly experienced in the IT field. If you're an IT professional looking for reliable electronic disposal for your business, visit eCrushIT.com. That's eCrushIT.com. Or call 833-2-ECRUSH. eCrush IT is a Stallion Technology company.
How about a million socks? I'm Randy from Bombas. When me and my business partner Dave...
How's it going?
...quit our jobs to start a sock company...
Bombas.
...we wanted to make the best socks in the history of feet. No more annoying seam, no more falling down your leg, added arch support...
You get the idea.
And what's better than creating the best socks in the history of feet?
Sharing them.
This is what we do. One pair purchased equals one pair donated to those in need. Our dream was always to donate a million pairs. We thought it would take 10 years. That's why Dave said,
when we donate a million pairs of socks, I'll get a tattoo to celebrate.
But then something happened. People loved our socks. And instead of 10 years, it only took 2.5. A million pairs.
And one Bombas tattoo on my arm.
Feel the most comfortable socks in the history of feet by going to bombas.com/WMAL and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/WMAL.
Thompson Creek Window Company does it all. They design, they build, and install replacement windows so you don't pay the middleman markup. Mary Walter here, and Thompson Creek Window Company is the best choice for replacement windows, and here's why. Most window dealers buy their windows from a manufacturer, they mark them up, and hire a subcontractor to install them. And who do you think you call if you have a warranty claim years down the road? Well, your guess is as good as mine. Thompson Creek Window Company is different because they are the factory, and you won't pay the middleman markup. Buying direct from the Thompson Creek factory means you get high-quality windows at an affordable price. And right now is the best time to replace your windows because you'll save even more during their biggest sale of the year with 25% off every window. You get more for your money at Thompson Creek. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK right now before the biggest window sale of the year is gone.
Let's talk about your business for a minute. Think about all the things you're doing to attract the best talent. Between the networking events and referral bonuses, you're probably spending plenty of time and money to find the right people. But what if it was your office that attracted employees? Today's workforce is mobile and active, and they want an office designed around the way they work. And Varidesk makes it easy. Varidesk standing desk solutions help you create an active workspace where employees can stand and move, so they're happier, healthier, and more productive. Our full line of active office products are constructed with commercial-grade materials and require little to no assembly, so they're easy to set up and move. Companies of any size can have a Varidesk active workspace. Ordering is simple. Shipping is free. And our 30-day guarantee means if you don't love it, we'll pick it up for free. Learn more about Varidesk active workspace solutions at varidesk.com/radio. That's varidesk.com/radio.
It's 6:30. You're listening to WMAL, and we've covered a number of the stories going on around the world this morning, but we do have some more stories we have yet to get to, including the president will be headed to Northern California today. He will see firsthand the grief and the devastation from the deadliest U.S. wildfires in a century. California's outgoing and incoming governors, both Democrats who have been vocal critics of Trump, do plan to join the president, though, today. His arrival comes as confusion continues over how many people remain unaccounted for. Authorities saying last night that a new death toll of 71 has been confirmed. They are still trying to locate more than 1,000 people who are unaccounted for. They stress that not all of those people may really be missing, but at this time, they are not accounted for. In Florida, the state commission that is investigating the high school massacre in Sunrise, Florida, is beginning discussions on what recommendations it will make regarding the school safety issues, mental health, and steps to avoid future school shootings. The February 14th attack on Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High in Parkland, Florida, killed 14 students and three staff members. The Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School Commission, which has met periodically since April, did not pass any specific recommendations yesterday, but did decide it will focus its first batch of recommendations on less controversial areas like school hardening rather than the more difficult areas like mental health. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange will not willingly travel to the United States to face charges filed under seal against him. That prediction coming from one of his lawyers, foreshadowing a possible fight over extradition of Julian Assange. He, of course, a central figure in the U.S. Special Counsel's Russia probe investigation. Assange, who has taken cover in the Ecuadorian embassy in London, he's been granted asylum there, speculating for years that the Justice Department brought secret criminal charges against him for revealing highly sensitive government information on his website. Turns out the prosecutors, in an errant court filing this week in an unrelated case, inadvertently revealed the existence of the sealed charges. That filing said the charges and arrest warrant, quote, would need to remain sealed until Assange is arrested in connection with the charges in the criminal complaint. Rocket is blasted off from Virginia with space station supplies. Second shipment to the space station in 2 days. The Antares rocket was launched from Wallops Island before dawn this morning. Russian space agency launched its own load of supplies to the International Space Station on Friday. Redskins football. Tomorrow, high noon, our coverage begins as the Redskins, with a 6-3 record in first place in the NFC, will take on the Houston Texans. The Houston Texans also have a 6-3 record. Again, our coverage begins at noon, game time 1 o'clock. Bing is predicting a Houston victory. Let's see if that's proven wrong. The WMAL Weather Channel forecast for today. Partly cloudy, high of 49, mostly cloudy on Sunday with a high of 50. On Monday, we've got partly cloudy conditions with a high of 55. Tuesday, partly cloudy, high 50. And Wednesday, sunshine with a high of 49. Now, the good news is we're going to have non-freezing temperatures overnight for the next 3 or 4 days. So after that nasty bout with snow and sleet and a little bit of ice here and there, non-freezing temperatures at least through Monday night. Right now in Washington, the temperature is standing at, I don't know if you'd call it sort of a balmy temperature or not out there in D.C., but it is a lot better than it was earlier in the week, let's say that. Temperature now at 41. 6:35 now on the Saturday morning update, and a check of the traffic now.
Overall traffic running well on the Capitol Beltway through Prince George's and Montgomery County, and no problems to report on the Beltway heading through Springfield or Alexandria. Now, we do have some construction today. Southbound on 395 between Glebe Road and King Street will be blocking the left lane, and keep in mind the HOV lanes are closed on 395 from after Edsel Road to the 14th Street Bridge. Just use the main lanes there. We do have some slowing traffic right now on 295 northbound between Chesapeake Street and South Capitol Street with a possible work zone there.
Why wait for the biggest savings of the year when you can save right now? It's Black Friday all month long at Capital Buick GMC in Greenbelt. Relax, enjoy your holiday, and save today on the new Buick or GMC you've been shopping for. That's total savings up to $14,000 off GMC Sierra pickups, or take up to $5,000 off Buick Encores. It's Black Friday all month long at Capital Buick GMC in Greenbelt, exit 23 off the Beltway, or shop ecapital.com.
Is your will updated? And do you have a good basic estate plan in place so your family is protected, just in case? Listen this Saturday morning at 9 on WMAL to Legally Speaking, where attorney Mike Collins will answer any question you may have about wills or estate planning. That's Legally Speaking, Saturday at 9. To learn more, log on to WMAL.com and search Legally Speaking. That's WMAL.com. Search Legally Speaking.
When you need an MRI, here's the name to know. Washington Open MRI. It's not only the most comfortable and convenient way to have an MRI, but now it's also the most affordable. Call 866-MRI-ASAP today to learn more about this upright, weight-bearing, open procedure where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI works with most insurance companies and offers low out-of-pocket costs for non-insurance patients. Call Washington Open MRI today, 866-MRI-ASAP.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor from my friends at Renter's Warehouse. So do you suffer from rentophobia? You know, that's the fear of renting your home because you think it'll take too much time. Now there's a cure for rentophobia. It's called Renter's Warehouse. Renter's Warehouse takes property management off your plate so you're free to sit back and relax as someone else does all the heavy lifting. First, they find great tenants. Then, for only $99 a month, their professional landlords manage your property 24/7. They collect the rent. They handle the maintenance requests. They'll even warranty your renters for up to 9 months, so if your tenant doesn't stay for any reason, Renter's Warehouse will replace them for free. With Renter's Warehouse, there's no upfront fees or binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. Don't let rentophobia keep you from turning your home into a long-term cash machine. Call 202-625-4370. That's 202-625-4370, or go to renterswarehouse.com right now and book a free home rental price analysis. See what your home will rent for, because you can't buy happiness, but you can rent it.
It is good to have you with us on the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL, and another circus in the media this week. And to help us put it in perspective, Jennifer Harper is with us. She writes Inside the Beltway at the Washington Times. Good morning.
Good morning, Rick. I love that, a circus in the media. Well, that's every week, but go ahead.
Well, let's talk about the Jim Acosta circus this week. That one went to court, so the judge said that the White House has to let him in. Can you imagine having to go to court to get invited into someone's house?
Well, it depends on the circumstances leading up to that, and we all know what those were. And certainly, I think everybody expects this to be the grand finale of the Acosta matter, but probably not. I think this has started a whole new trend among journalists to, expand their boundaries somehow. But all of that aside, it's interesting that White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders gave a very terse and very direct statement about what was going to happen now. And according to her, she said the court made it clear that there is no absolute First Amendment right to access in the White House, because that's kind of what Mr. Acosta was saying, and a lot of his sympathizers were calling it a big First Amendment issue and so forth, and apparently the court made it clear that this is not the absolute first right to access. Also, Sarah Sanders said that rules and processes are now under development to ensure fair and orderly press conferences. Really like that idea a lot, and I'm sure there are other journalists that feel that way as well. And Ms. Sanders says that there must be decorum. And certainly, I got to tell you, Rick, and you know this as well, decorum is way more efficient in the media business than caterwauling and carrying on and all of the distractions that go on in our media now. Because certainly at this time, the news media has a very poor public opinion rating, and this has been going on for a couple of years now. And frankly, I think the public is really tired of number one, all the constant negativity that comes out of the media, but also a lot of the Trump bashing and so forth and so on. So if we get a little decorum, maybe we will get a little more efficiency, and maybe the press will remember their calling to inform the public and not make it about themselves. So that's kind of where we are with that, and I don't think this is a finale. I think we're going to see a little more of this, but let's wait and see.
There are so many reporters in the briefing room that they can't all get a question in. Acosta got one question in and wanted to keep going, which is one of the reasons the president cut him off, because there were other people that had questions that he would never get to. That said, I guess moving forward, so what happens if the president skips Jim Acosta 1 or 2 weeks in a row? Wonder if CNN's going to go to court again and try and force the president to answer his questions. Wouldn't surprise me if this goes from the sublime to the ridiculous.
Well, we'll have to see whether that First Amendment rights also goes all the way up to the president. I mean, this gets just very murky through here. And it's interesting, too, that there were some really harsh criticisms of Mr. Acosta this week, including from Brent Bozell. A lot of folks know he's the founder of the Media Research Center and a real veteran of analysis. And this is what he had to say. Jim Acosta is not a reporter. He is a left-wing activist. He also said, as far as the administration is concerned, CNN is not a news organization, but a political hit squad for the far left. So there were some harsh words out there. And it's also interesting to note that, as he has done in the past, President Trump tends to bypass a lot of the standard things, like pollsters, for example. This week, the Trump campaign site, and that's kind of how they launch these things, conducted their own poll on the media. And this is the very first question of the poll that they are in the process of conducting. Do you think the White House was right to revoke the press badge belonging to CNN's Jim Acosta? And there were 29 more questions after that, and they were very succinct. Americans are waking up to the fact that the mainstream media is kind of nothing more than a 24/7 barrage of fake stories and an absolute revulsion for everything we stand for as a movement. This is what the campaign had to say about all of this. So, again, you never know with the Trump White House, and if people try to best President Trump sort of in the, not necessarily the show business arena, but Mr. Trump knows this territory very, very well.
Let's turn to changes in the House of Representatives with the Democratic win. And it's always interesting, either party, when they take over power, they always tend to squabble. They always tend to form that circular firing squad and start aiming at each other instead of aiming at the other party. And be interesting to see what's ahead for the Democrats, as there's already infighting on whether Nancy Pelosi will be the Speaker of the House. And talk this week that Hillary Clinton may take yet another run in 2020?
And that's certainly the news this week, that Hillary Clinton will run in 2020. And this was according to two of her former advisors. That was Mark Penn and Andrew Stein. Mark Penn is probably a lot of folks know who he is. But anyway, they put in a rather telling op-ed and declared that Hillary will run in 2020 and that Mrs. Clinton will take down rising Democratic stars like bowling pins. This is what they wrote in their op-ed, which appeared in the Wall Street Journal. So you have to wonder how complicated this is going to get, because also on the list of potential candidates for president in 2020 is Michelle Obama. And already, you know, she's got a huge media blitz going this week. She had a book come out on Tuesday. This book, Rick, has been translated into 30 languages. She's currently on a 10-city tour and will also be going overseas with this. But all that aside, Michelle Obama has got a lot of press going for her this week. But anyway, there's also a poll that indicates that if Michelle Obama and Hillary Clinton were running against one another as presidential hopefuls, Michelle Obama would garner twice as much of the support as Mrs. Clinton. But all that aside, caused the thought of Hillary Clinton running for president caused a lot of comedic relief out there. White House counselor Kellyanne Conway said, "Dear God, please, yes." That was her remark for the Clinton run for the White House. And also Glenn Reynolds, he's the Insta pundit for PG Media, very smart guy. He said the Abernathy-Hillary debates in the primary will be lit. That was his remark. But also, if Hillary chooses to run for president, she's going to have a very, very crowded field. And this came out on Fox News from Fox News political reporter Brooke Singman, and she did an analysis and discovered that 36 Democrats now want to run in 2020. And this survey that she conducted was done before the midterms were even over, so that will tell you how kooky that is. And she says at least 36 Democrats have floated possible bids to take on President Trump in 2020, and that's way more than the 17 Republican hopefuls way, way back in 2016. And, you know, they're all the typical names on there, Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, but also lots more you don't always hear, such as Joe Kennedy, Mark Cuban, Mike Bloomberg, not so much, Beto O'Rourke also on there, Eric Swalwell. He's the newest one, and he has already been to Iowa. So there you go. Crowded field, run Hillary, run. We'll just see what happens with that, Rick.
I love it. Beto O'Rourke couldn't win his Senate race, but he's going to run for president. Okay. Well, of course, the media has had a heyday as more of the vote tallies have come in and the Democrats have picked up a few more House seats and the Senate races have been tighter and tighter and tighter. And the media spin that the election loss was the result of the president. But you've got some numbers that may dispute that.
Yeah, these are interesting numbers. And you can't always have single polls that are dictating where a president's popularity is going to go. This is a very complicated set of sentiments out there among the voters. And, you know, despite all these nonstop challenges that the president has faced from his political rivals and also the hostile news media, as you mentioned, there are some very promising poll numbers out there. And I think they'd be of interest to Republicans, faithful Trump fans, and so forth. And these numbers are not like big giant bell ringers. I'm saying they're promising, and they suggest that the public is warming to President Trump. And now listen to this, Rick. This is coming from Rasmussen Reports. They say with the midterm election in the books, voters are shifting their attention to the presidential election in 2020 and are growing more convinced that there's a second term in sight for the 45th president. And this survey was conducted only 24 hours after Election Day. And the poll found that 47% of all U.S. voters believe that Trump will likely be reelected. Again, 47% of all U.S. voters think Mr. Trump is going to be reelected in 2020. And this finding is up by 8 percentage points since August. So that's why I say this is promising. It's building because of certain factors, like the fact the economy is still doing well, and some of these boosts and job creations don't appear to be abating at all. And as we talked about before, the public is kind of getting weary of all the negativity with all of this. And there's also another Rasmussen survey that says President Trump was criticized at a summit with European leaders for putting America's interest ahead of global needs. Well, guess what? This is another Rasmussen poll. It found that voters share the president's idea of America first. How about that? When they think about the problems in the world, 50% of likely U.S. voters still are more interested in finding a solution that most benefits the United States as opposed to one that is better for the whole world. Again, this is coming from Rasmussen Reports. These are not gigantic numbers, but they're promising.
So much media focus on the caravan and not huge numbers of people headed our way when you look at it in the big picture of illegal immigration throughout an entire year. You've got some interesting numbers on that from an analyst.
Yeah, indeed. You know, the media tends to dwell on the caravan, and you know, certainly when they cover the caravan, it also presents an opportunity to vilify President Trump. So what else is new? But there's some very telling numbers out there, and these are coming from Will Rank. He's an immigration and foreign policy reporter for the Daily Caller News Foundation, And this is what he has to say. The caravan is just a small part of a bigger wave of ongoing illegal immigration from Central America that crashes against the southwest border every day. Every week, the number of people arrested crossing the southwest border illegally dwarfs the roughly 4,000 migrants traveling to the caravan. This is what he has to say. He says the caravan is a small but highly publicized news item, but this is what he has to say. The arrests of so-called family units, the vast majority of them from Central America, have now reached unprecedented levels. This is according to the Customs and Border Protection figure. He said in October, the Border Patrol arrested 23,121 migrant family members, the highest one-month total on record. And if you add that to the family, if you add the family total that you just mentioned to the number of single adults and unaccompanied minors on the move, the number reaches 51,000. So he did the math and discovered that it was 1,700 arrests every day. He says that means the number of migrants arrested along the southwest border in an average week, 11,900, is about three times as many people traveling in the highly publicized caravan. Put differently, the equivalent of about 13 caravans is caught after crossing the border illegally every month. Again, that's coming from Will Rack with the Daily Caller News Foundation. Kind of some telling numbers.
Yeah, we've had Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick on from Texas, and when he goes through the statistics, you know, the law enforcement statistics, and he's not making this stuff up, the numbers are staggering, but nobody wants to believe that. Jennifer Harper, inside the Beltway at the Washington Times, thank you so very much for being with us.
Thanks very much, and happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Hope you have a good week.
Yes, indeed. It is Thanksgiving this coming Thursday, November 22nd, sneaking up on us early this year. 6:52 Saturday morning update, and time for a check of the traffic and the weather. And we got a little better forecast going for us than we did a couple of days ago. But first off, Michelle Murray's over in the WMAL Traffic Center.
Overall traffic running well on the Capitol Beltway through Prince George's and Montgomery County, and no problems to report on the Beltway heading through Springfield or Alexandria. Now, we do have some construction today. Southbound on 395 between Glebe Road and King Street will be blocking the left lane, and keep in mind the HOV lanes are closed on 395 from after Edsel Road to the 14th Street Bridge. Just use the main lanes there. We do have some slowing traffic right now on 295 northbound between Chesapeake Street and South Capitol Street with a possible work zone there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
WMAL Weather Channel Forecast. It is partly cloudy today with a high of 49, cloudy tomorrow, high 50, mostly cloudy on Monday with a high of 55, and cloudy again on Tuesday, high to 50. Sunshine finally again in the forecast for Wednesday with a high of 49. Our overnight lows, at least through Monday, will be somewhat pleasant. Not going down below freezing for a change. Outside in Washington, 41, heading to 49, and it's 6:53 on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
I'm Rick Fowler, Saturday morning update, president in the Oval Office yesterday, talking with reporters. Here's what he had to say about the Mueller probe and those questions.
I'm sure it'll be just fine. And you know why it's going to be just fine? Because there was no collusion. The fact is, I was a much better candidate than Hillary Clinton. I went to the right states. She went to the wrong states. She was not a good campaigner. Obviously, I campaigned very well. And I easily won the election in the Electoral College. 306, I guess it was 306 to 223. That's a big difference.
He always likes to bring that into the discussion when it comes to the Russia probe. President also was talking about Jim Acosta and the changes that are coming at the White House. There are going to be some rules changes and sort of decorum and a lot of question marks about how it has been handled over there, especially in the wake of Jim Acosta, continuing to hold on to the microphone when the intern was trying to remove it from his hand. And the president was not pleased about that display, so they suspended his White House press pass. CNN going to court this week to get it back, and the judge ruled in favor of CNN, so Jim Acosta is back on the White House beat. Now, we played some of the clips from President Trump earlier talking with Chris Wallace about it, but this is what he had to say to reporters yesterday in the Oval Office.
No, just people have to behave, and they have to do, we're writing up rules and regulations to make our position. I think you were treated very unfairly, both of you. I think you were treated very unfairly because you have somebody interrupting you. And if they don't listen to the rules and regulations, we'll end up back in court and we'll win.
He also had the following comment.
We'll just leave, and then you won't be very happy, because we do get good ratings.
So anyway, that's a glance at the president in the Oval Office yesterday. And we're coming up on 7 o'clock. We're going to be talking with John Gizzi in the next hour. What does the future hold for Pam Bondi, Chris Christie? Could they, one of them, end up in the attorney general's seat? Those cabinet meetings. We'll find out from John. Also, we're going to talk about the future of Kirstjen Nielsen and John Kelly. There's a relationship there. If one goes, the other may go too, and it doesn't matter which one goes first. We'll get John's read on that coming up. We're going to talk with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. A lot going on. North Korea reports that they've started testing weapons again. Also, with Tony Schaefer, we'll talk about the latest on the Jamal Khashoggi murder investigation. The caravan, some members of the caravan arriving in Tijuana sooner than expected. All of that coming up with Tony Schaefer. And we'll also talk with Cheryl Atkinson. Stay with us.
Let's talk about your business for a minute. Think about all the things you're doing to attract the best talent. Between the networking events and referral bonuses, you're probably spending plenty of time and money to find the right people. But what if it was your office that attracted employees? Today's workforce is mobile and active, and they want an office designed around the way they work. And Varidesk makes it easy. Varidesk standing desk solutions help you create an active workspace where employees can stand and move, so they're happier, healthier, and more productive. Our full line of active office products are constructed with commercial-grade materials and require little to no assembly, so they're easy to set up and move. Companies of any size can have a Varidesk active workspace. Ordering is simple. Shipping is free. And our 30-day guarantee means if you don't love it, we'll pick it up for free. Learn more about Varidesk active workspace solutions at varidesk.com/radio. That's varidesk.com/radio.
So, here's the latest from the WMAL Storm Center.
That happened early. When old man winter shows up unannounced.
Wintry mix has turned to snow in places.
Depend on the Weather Channel.
That's something we're going to be watching.
And WMAL.
Ever open a kitchen cabinet and your pans fall out on the floor? Or reach for spices in the back and everything falls out? And if you're nervous about entertaining for the holidays because your countertops are in such sad shape, we can help. Whether your kitchen needs a little spruce up or a major remodel, experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters can help. Check out our website, CabinetDiscounters.com, and see photos of gorgeous projects, both big and small, including kitchens, baths, wet bars, entertainment centers, and more. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia for a free consultation with an experienced designer who will get you started. Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Check out this month's special offers and find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
Hey friends, it's Eric Stewart from the Eric Stewart Shows here on WMAL for the past 15 years. And recently, I've heard a lot of ads from other realtors guaranteeing to sell your home, or they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you, or make up the difference, or something like that. The big question I have is, why would you hire somebody who would just sell your home for what's acceptable? Don't you want exceptional? That's what we do at Long & Foster. You can find us at ericstewartgroup.com, and every Sunday morning you'll find me here at 8 a.m. on WMAL.
If you've got an Amazon Echo, you've got a new way to listen to WMAL.
This is huge news!
Hugh Mornings on the Mar, Chris Plant, Rush Limbaugh, Larry O'Connor, Mark Levin, and more.
Listen to this.
For one-time setup, say, Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once your device is enabled, just say, Alexa, play WMAL.
It's really that simple.
However you connect, getting breaking news and the inside story has never been easier.
Isn't that kind of fun?
Get all the details at WMAL.com.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Your first place Redskins play here. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL,
a Cumulus station.